We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:15 now on this Wednesday morning, October 20th, day 52 of the Ida recovery. Stormy at times today, highs of 80, and then spotty rain tomorrow. The temperature is going to increase, the high temperatures to between 85 and 90 by the weekend, which for me is entirely too hot for this time of October. But what are you going to do? Before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving, and we'll be watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And there'll be a treat in there for Louisiana people and also an enticement for visitors to come on down. With that, we welcome in Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay. Before we do anything else, was there any announcement you wanted to make or anything?
Not yet, my friend.
Okay.
But don't worry. I promised you.
All right. I'm just checking.
Do, you'll be the first to know.
Just in case you forgot, Billy, that's all. I just wanted to remind you. That's all. Tell me about this float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to reach about 75 million viewers and in person that will be watching this parade with a really spectacular float. You know, when we started negotiating with this, we said, look, we build floats. We need something. We need a wow factor. And back and forth, and finally, they came back with a design of something incredible. It's going to be the largest float ever. The alligator will be crawling down the street with its mouth open and with a pelican on its nose. And symbols of the French Quarter, the paddle wheel, the beads hanging from the oak trees like on St. Charles. Mm-hmm. So everything about it says Louisiana.
So this costs how much?
Well, it's a three-year deal. It's a little over $1 million, but it's a whole week of activities. We're going to be having the float, an alligator eye winking on Times Square on those big video screens. So there'll be a lot of promotion leading up to it, and the interviews nationally and internationally that whole week. You can't put a price tag on it. I mean, we get 100 times the book value of what we're doing with this agreement.
So in terms of, to make sure this is not seen, I'm not trying to be silly here, there is some kind of agreement that this is not going to pass during a commercial or something, right?
No, we'll be, and we will be announcing soon. Part of our agreement was that we have a Louisiana musician performing on that float. So we'll be tapping our local talent. We're working with several of our local talents to make sure we've got somebody that out here in Louisiana. So,
wait, you're breaking up a little bit there, sir. You broke up a little bit. So you said you were working to make sure that what?
We have Louisiana talent performing on that float. So that'll be announced shortly.
And when it comes to the float being built, I guess it wasn't practical to have it built here, because then you'd have to get it to New York somehow?
Yeah, they build their own floats. Barry Kern already reached out to me, wanted to know why he's not building it. And I said, well, that's not allowed. And look, people have been calling all morning to ride on it. The Macy's Day crew and their families ride. There'll be children dressed up like little alligators. But nobody's allowed to ride but those Macy crew members. So there will be no riders.
Throwing anything or not?
No, the only beads you'll see are hanging on the trees on the float. Yeah, But we will have some beads with that alligator that we'll be passing out to people there to remember it and work in the streets before and during the parade.
Did you ask about throwing things, like throwing beads, and they said no or what?
Yeah, no, that's not allowed. Yeah, we've been back and forth working on this thing for a while, and a great group of people to work with. And, you know, we're doing things, thinking outside the box, because every state is competing for those tourism dollars. Oh, yeah. And we're thinking of new, exciting things to do to bring attention to Louisiana.
I could see this becoming a staple of the Macy's Day Parade, where people would be looking for it every year, the big old 60-foot alligator. We're going to take a break. We come back. I was just wondering, and I know you thought of this before, but how nice it'd be to give them a little taste of Mardi Gras, what it was really like, you know, with the beads flying. But rules are rules. 8:20, we're talking to Billy Nungesser. We'll talk about diversions and dredging when we come back, since we spoke about it in the last hour. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL. 8:24 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, about a float that he's arranged to have in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's a three-year agreement, rather, and there's going to be some other activities going on, including advertising in Times Square, et cetera, because the competition for tourism dollars is very, very tight, and you got to think outside the box, as he said. You know what I want to ask you, Billy? Travis Tritt canceled shows at venues that are requiring masks, proof of COVID-19 vaccinations, or negative tests, et cetera. Are you concerned about that? Are you hearing anything about any kind of pushback against the rules here in Louisiana, the mask mandate until, what, October 27th, I think, or other municipalities and venues with acts that are booked or hesitant to come here because of different rules or this or that?
Well, we're planning on a great Mardi Gras year. You know, until we really think things are getting better, and hopefully we're seeing the tail end of this, and we can get back to as normal can be. And when we, you know, I'm hoping that we can open up our doors to the world. We just re-signed all of our international contracts to start back promoting Louisiana all over the world. We had put those on hold during COVID, but we think now it's time to get people all over the world thinking about coming back to Louisiana. So, you got to be careful what you say, you know, saying everyone might have to have a test to come to Mardi Gras. Saying things like that is not helping our situation for booking things. You know, let's wait and see if things continue to get better and people are acting safely. We're going to be able to have, hopefully, a full-blown Mardi Gras season and do it safely.
But now is the time, correct, that people start thinking about what they're going to do for Mardi Gras and spring break and everything else. I don't know how the two line up this year, but I guess what I'm saying is you can't wait until January or February.
You're right. That's why you got to be careful trying to predict and say we might have to have a test to go to Mardi Gras if you know. We need to talk positive, and plan for a great season. If something changes, it changes, but we don't want to put any obstacles in the way of people while they're making plans to travel, to not have Louisiana on that list. And so that's why working with all the tourism folks around the state, speaking with a united voice. That we're open for business, and we're open for business safely.
Let me talk about the coast with you real quick, since we spent some time with Chip Klein, chair of the Coastal Restoration and Protection Authority, about dredging and diversion. I know you've been an outspoken critic of the Barataria Diversion Project. I was talking to Dave Cohen earlier. It's like, if they told me that, radio waves are destroying the coast, so we're going to have to do away with radio, and I find myself out of a job, I'm not going to be very happy about that. Of course, there is a greater public interest about the coast as well. So how do you balance, Billy? How do you act like King Solomon and come up with a decision that is fair to everybody, that protects everybody?
Well, why would you spend $2.5 billion on a diversion that can't build land above the waterline? It's not going to jump up on the bank. So it's not going to lower storm surge. We keep building these projects. You know, we designed a berm 8 foot, 1,000 feet wide down to the marsh, certified to lower storm surge 5 feet. If we took that $2.5 billion and built that berm on sustainable ridges, we could lower storm surge 5 feet to most of Louisiana. And if we did three phases of those berms out to the Outer Barrier Islands, it's 15 feet. Look, the levees held up fine. This hurricane ought to tell us we don't need a 50-year plan. We better come up with a 3 to 5 year plan and lower storm surge before it reaches the levees. Because worse than Katrina, the levees, the wall around New Orleans is sinking. Sea rise is rising. FEMA is going to come in 10 years and say, you don't have 100-year protection. Where are we going to get the billions to raise that wall? But if we build berms, ridges, and islands and lower storm surge before it hits those levees, we could buy an extra 50 years of flood protection. We got to be thinking common sense, not the people that are getting rich studying and designing this crazy diversion that will wipe out the seafood industry.
St. Andrews. Billy, real quick, these berms withstood Ida? They didn't get washed away or anything?
Well, we haven't built them. We keep building washes away. There's a berm in South Pass built before Hurricane Betsy that's still there. That
there
tells
okay.
us we can do it.
Gotcha. Thank you, Billy. I appreciate your time. I know you come back and talk to us some more, and we'll be looking forward to that float. It's too bad we can't throw beads, though. That would have been great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great
you
day.
Bet. All right, you too. We can take a break. We come back. We'll talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.